Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project. The date is the 15th of July 2009, and if you could just state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you come from.
Yeah, my name's Derek Timms. I'm 58, and I come from just near Aylesbury, North Bucks, in Buckinghamshire.
And how did you hear about the project?
I didn't hear about it. My wife put me up to it. She applied around my birthday and then told me I got the place. So that's the way around it worked. And then we thought, you know, well, what can I do? And it just happens I'm a guitar player, and I've got a guitar that Sue Ryder would like me to show to the world. So I'm going to play some tunes and sing maybe a bit, and fill out the time with some ambient music.
What style of music do you play?
I play in a band that do the festivals. We do sort of WOMAD, and we go abroad, do Europe, and we play contemporary blues, which is all that means is that we play original songs that are in the blues idiom, which is our kind of love. We're not black guys, you know, we're from Chicago, but we play that kind of music with great panache. We're serious about it, you know.
And how long have you been playing music for?
I have been playing music since I was, well, since as long as I can remember, probably 6 years old. And I ended up working for the media, and then I thought, this is a hell of a way to make a living. I'd like to be a guitar player.
Yeah.
And so at 21 I became a full-time guitar player, and that led me to all sorts of things. And my ambition was to stay playing as long as I could, so I'm not doing bad.
And what does music mean to you?
Well, music means I breathe every day. I think probably it was, to start with, it was just to be full of dreams and to be able to get away. I lived in a small town, and you couldn't get away. The music opened the door to that. I started to travel and enjoy life.
And on the plinth, are you going to be looking to engage with the audience?
I take it as I find it. If there's nobody out there, then I'm just going to fill the place with some nice sounds. But if there's a couple of hecklers, then I'll join in with them maybe, and bow to them if necessary. But I think really I'm just going to get up, and the time will fly, and I'll just run through. One thing will lead to another. I've got a little battery amplifier that Marshall have built for me, and it hopefully, it's quite powerful, but hopefully the batteries will last an hour. So if it runs out, then I move on to another amp that was loaned to me by Marillion. The Marillion boys have a practice amp they use in their dressing room when they're warming up for performance. So I've got that one as well. Two little tiny sort of handbag amplifiers.
And are you part of a band?
Yeah, I'm Derek from Derek and the Moondogs. And we just did a festival on the weekend over in Boxmoor. We did the Music on the Moor, and we particularly like playing outside, you know, like doing those kind of gigs. But I'm not a solo player, you know, by any means. I'm always played with a band, so what I'm doing today isn't kind of, I've never been a busker, you know. We're generally playing with other people.
And how do you feel when you're performing?
As I did when I was a kid, I'd get lost in it, you know. If when the conditions are right, it plays me, so I just get to listen.
And have you brought anyone along today to support you?
Yeah, the family. Kids have come up, and my wife, some of her friends, the plumber that fixed our oil tank a couple of weeks ago, he's coming. and some neighbours. They've rented a hotel and they're going to be there in just a little while.
And so how long have you been actually been with this band for?
We've been doing the Moondogs since about 1999. And what we try and do is record and then go and play, but as you probably know, the current scene is there are less record sales in total figure than there are money coming in from live gigs. So live gigs now win over record sales. So it just happens that we play live. So the recording thing isn't quite as important as when I started, where you could sell millions of records. But live performance is, and that's kind of what we're doing here today. Is this is an extraordinary piece of work where the artist, he's not present. But then when I got to think about it, when you look at a work of art, they're not usually present either when it's finished. So this is something where the art's in the making as you do it. And the record is, you know, when it's finished, that's the what we're doing now is the record of the event. It makes it so different to just going and doing a gig.
And are you quite familiar with Gormley's work?
Not really, only the one that we pass on the motorway. You know, to be fair, that's the one that got the most publicity.
Yeah.
I haven't researched it. You know, we've been out and about, been playing, and hasn't been. I could have swatted, but I'm afraid I haven't.
And have you been following this project so far?
Oh yeah, we see it on the net. So Sky Arts come through and it's been turning on from time to time, just to see what people have been getting up to. And it's been quite bizarre. I thought there'd be more people doing what I do. You know? I thought there'd be more players. But I don't think you've had that many players. Mostly people, which is fine, you know, that they, I'm surprised, because there's so many people out there that I don't know what happened to the musicians, perhaps they didn't get to hear. Well, I wouldn't have heard had it not been for something, because I think most musicians are pretty shy when it comes to stepping forward. It's okay when you're on a stage, but actually puffing out your chest and saying, look at me, here I am, the majority of people are quite shy.
And how do you kind of perceive this project as a whole, as an art project?
Well, I think it's about time we did something like this, because when we go into France or down, you know, all over France, they have events and they're for the people, and that's not done here very often. It's not done at all. But mostly it's all work and no play. So most entertaining is really, it's social work. You know, what I do is social work. When we go and play with the band, we like people to feel better when they walk out than when they walked in. And that's really, it's to take people away from their normal lives and give an injection, you know, an up, make them feel good. Just through music. So I think overall we could do with more extraordinary things that make people think. And this one allows people to take part. Yeah, anybody to take part.
And do you see your hour as a performance?
Well, I'm probably a little more used to being on stage than most people. But I have no idea what's going to happen in the next hour. I've just no idea. I mean, I could, maybe the batteries won't work. I don't know. Will the strings break? Who knows? So it's just as it comes, which is normal. That's normal. You don't really know until you pick the thing up, put the instrument up, what's going to happen.
And what are you looking to walk away with after your hour?
Well, it's a sort of mental climb, you know, to doing to the event, and then I suppose relief at the end of having done it, and made your mark on the event.
And do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I think you've kind of covered it.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you.